This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early summer, the fourth and final week of the Daddy Long Legs Moon, and the third week of the Sun in Gemini. By this moment in the year when the Gemini Sun has almost completed its ascent to solstice, so many things are happening all around us, and we are, in a way, what we experience. And so here is some of our horoscope, our time watch in nature. White spotted skippers, tiger swallowtails, and red admirals sample the garden. Roses flower in the dooryards, yucca stalks are big and tall. May apples have fruit the size of a cherry, foxtail grass ripples by the side of the road. Shy scarlet pimpernel opens off the pathways. Bindweeds and sweet peas color the fences with pastel. Blue chicory starts to line the highways. Oaks, osage orange, locust and black walnut trees have set their fruit. There are bud clusters on the milkweeds, buds on the delicate touch-me-nots, buds on the giant blue hostas. Buds on the yucca and purple coneflowers, the mallow and the early daylilies. Lizard's tail flowers in ponds and streams. Watercress graces the brooks and rivers. Bottlegrass and timothy are sweet for chewing in the fields. Young grackles join their parents to harvest the ripening cherries and mulberries, filling the trees with their cackles. Painted turtles and box turtles are laying eggs. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early summer. In the meantime, since you may become what you experience, check your horoscope. That is, do some time watching. Whatever you see, there you are. And to follow June Day by Day, you can purchase my June Day book from Amazon. Find it by searching under Bill Felker.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.